This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Martha Boulanger. In the United States, the labor movement is trying to protect working people from the effects of the latest economic crisis by organizing more of them into unions, which, given the ongoing attempt by corporations and their government allies to eliminate unions, is not an easy task. I talked to Stuart Acuff about union organizing in the U.S. Mr. Acuff is a former director of organizing for the AFL-CIO, the country's largest labor federation. He is currently chief of staff for the Utility Workers Union of America. Mr. Acuff has just published a book entitled Playing Bigger Than You Are, A Life in Organizing. I asked him first, what was the most important issue that union organizers are confronted with in the U.S. today?
Well, the single most important issue is employer hostility and employer retaliation and intimidation against workers who try to form unions. That is the biggest issue that faces all of us. That's why it was so important for President Obama to appoint a National Labor Relations Board that believes in collective bargaining and a National Mediation Board for the Railway Labor Act that believes in collective bargaining. That is the single, by far, the most important issue, and that's why we worked so hard to pass the Employee Free Choice Act, and that's why we're not going to give up on the Employee Free Choice Act.
What would the Employees Free Choice Act do?
Well, the Employee Free Choice Act would make the union selection process much more fair. One is it was legislation introduced in 2007 in the House of Representatives. It was passed 241-185, not been able to break the filibuster in the Senate. But the Employee Free Choice Act would do three simple things. It would strengthen penalties against employers who break the law, because currently it's federal labor law is the only law for which there are no penalties. If you break it, are no significant penalties. It would allow workers to form a union if they chose to, simply by signing a card or a petition. And it would say that employers can't run away from the union, that if workers bargain for a first contract with an employer for 120 days and they still can't get a first contract, then a mediator can be, and ultimately an arbitrator can be appointed.
Would the passage of the Employees Free Choice Act make a difference to union organizing in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once you take away the fear of the employer, once you take away this kind of, oh, I'd love to have a union, but my employer would never allow it, which is ridiculous on its face because it should be the worker's decision, not the employer's decision. But once you take away that belief, yes, workers across America will form unions, right, left. I mean, all our polling shows that more than 50% of workers and as much as 60% of working people in America want a union anyway. And so if you take away the employer's intimidation and retaliation, people will gladly form unions.
What do members of the labor movement in the U.S. have to do to help union organizing?
We have to win the elections in November. That is our biggest priority. Because the assaults that we've seen against us in this last year are an attempt to destroy our political relevance. And so, I mean, if you look at them, you know, you start in Wisconsin, you go to Indiana, you go to Ohio, I'm in Ohio today, you go to Pennsylvania, you go to Florida, you either try to end collective bargaining for public employees or try to enact right to work for less, or try to take away project labor agreements from construction unions. All of those are meant to weaken the labor movement in swing states, in states that are always up for grabs in every national election. And it's not by coincidence. It's by design. So far, we're winning. And, you know, here in Ohio, we defeated Governor Kasich's effort to turn the labor movement upside down with Senate Bill 2. Yesterday, we had the primary election in Wisconsin for the recall of Scott Walker. So we're winning, but we got to keep our eyes on the ball. We have to win. We have to reelect President Obama. We have to hold on to the Senate, and we have to do the best job we can of winning the House of Representatives. We're not running against your granddaddy's Republican Party. This is not the Republican Party made up of small-town bankers and hardware store owners and grocery store owners. This is a radical right wing that would really push workers down, push workers, working families down, and squeeze the middle class out of existence.